Okay, so here it is. I will be speaking about testing, and I think that speaking about testing might sound something like nice to have, but it should be a must, and I'll show you how you can deal with that. Let's start with this nice testing pyramid. You can see that at the top there is some manual testing that should be performing on your application. Also, you as a developer can perform it. And if you go down at the bottom, you see the automated unit tests that are also written by the developers. Somewhere in the middle, we have the automated service test. So if your application is interrogating some services, you must test also the services. And then we have the automated UI tests. For Xamarin Forms app, you might use the model view model pattern that helps you separate the business and the presentation logic of your application. This separation also helps you in addressing different issues and make the app easier to test. And going back to this pyramid, you can have your UI test on your view as you separate that, and the unit test on your view model. Very general speaking about testing, there are some principles that this nice to keep in mind while you're writing your test. So your test must be fast, independent, repeatable, self-validating, and timely. So maybe a little bit of theory that is also behind the test. So fast, you just keep in mind that your tests are slow, but try to not make them even slower. They should be independent, so a test should not call another test inside them. They can also be repeatable, so keep in mind to not use constants. You can use mock server or mock services. Every test should use assert in order to self-validate themselves. And last but not least, try to not make them very long or complicated, and maybe an action can be split in multiple tests. While you're writing your test, there is also a pattern that you can use, which is the arrange, act, assert pattern. So imagine you have this simple method here that do a sum of two numbers. If you want to test this method, you simply arrange everything. So, for example, you create two variables and give it the number. You act, so you call your method passing your variables, and then you assert that something is, in this case, equal. So the result is equal to 12. In this case, it's some basic unit testing that you can perform also in Xamarin Forms application. So let's get straight to unit testing. So unit testing is basically the same in each language you might be using. It has the greatest effect on the code quality and should be integrated in the software development workflow. And in a very ideal world, each time a method has been written, then the test should be written also in order to verify how the method behaves in response to the standards. And you can also find if there have been incorrect use of data. Some people can also be using the so-called test-driven development technique. And in this case, unit tests are written before the app itself, and it's also useful for documentation and specification. And I think the next question can be, why do we need to unit testing? So we need to test the system functionality, also the test very small part of the application at once. For very complex apps will need to also identify or maybe simplify the architecture. It's also helpful to identify bugs earlier and also to avoid regressions. Speaking again about the view models, when you are testing your view models, it's exactly the same technique as you're testing any other class. And so you can use all the unit test frameworks that you have been using with .NET and G Sharp, like AnyUnit, XUnit, or VS Test. And so it's nothing new also in our scenario. While testing an Xamarin Forms application, it's very important to unit test your own piece of code. So it's very helpful to use a mock or a mockQ service in order to create instances of your interfaces. While you're focusing on your view model, it would be nice to don't focus on things like bindings or JSON parser because they are ideally unit tested by the people who are offering you these services. Also, you won't test the plugin, but you're using them in order to test your code. From your view models, you should test your commands and your logic. And based on the test framework you might be using, try to use the proper test decorations. So it would be helpful for you to reread the unit test framework documentation. And also, is this pretty cool feature in Visual Studio, which is IntelliTest, that can help you writing these tests. Another thing that it's also important is you can interface everything. So if you're using plugins, NuGet packages, you can add them to your unit test project in order to test everything that you're using in your application. If you're using Xamarin Essentials, you can create the interfaces in order to mock all the services. Like you can see here, there is a sample of the iConnectivity method. And you're using a lot of features from these plugins. Okay, so now it's time to see some code. So I will open my Visual Studio. For this demo today, I'll be using Xamarin Forms cross-platform application, mostly on the Android part. So as you can see here, I have my views, my models, my view models. I'm using a fake application using Shell, and I added an unit test project here. I'm also used to use AnyUnit, but as I was saying, you can use your preferred unit test framework. And here I will be unit testing my login model. So into my view model, I have very basic login model here, which has a username, which is a string, a password. I'm mocking also an authentication service. I have a login command and also something that is some basic checks here, and also a command that it's fake because I haven't got any services here. Going back to my unit test, in this framework, we are using a setup decoration in order to prepare everything. So I'm using a login mocking in order to create and test my login view model. And as doing this kind of session is very like a cooking show, I already have here my unit test using the arrange act assert pattern. So I want to ensure that the username is set. So I'm passing a string to my username. A string variable. I'm calling my view model And I want to assert that my username is not null. In order to do that, from the test tab here in Visual Studio, you can open the Text Explorer. And the Text Explorer will automatically find your unit tests. You can expand them and right click here. You can run your unit test directly from Visual Studio. It will take some time, and Visual Studio will do everything for you. Will build the project and run the unit test. And as you can see, everything went green. Okay, so that was about the unit testing. Let's go back to the application, to the presentation. And we will speak now about the UI testing. And the UI testing is a very fragile level. So in order to UI test your application, you should only focus on the UI flow and interactions, because if you've done everything, as I was saying at the beginning, your system functionalities and your service functionalities have been tested in the unit test part. Imagine you have a very simple login page. How would you test this manually? So I have this page here. I have a username box, a password box, and a login button. So for example, in order to test this, I will enter a username and a password. I will tap the login button, and I will ensure that I have actually logged in into the application. And the two main tasks that you're doing manually are just locating the element that you want to interact with, and then interact with it. And pretty simple, we will do the same in your UI test. As for the unit test that you are trying the logic, in the UI test, you're just trying to verify your views and the controls on the screen. You will also want to check the navigation between pages, and also make sure that some of your life elements are working. Something like if you have a button that handles some visibility in your page, you ensure that the other part is also displayed. Some of you may have used the so-called BDD feature files, or the behavior-driven development. And some of the QI tester or engineer create these files and give you the scenario, and also some logic that also help you understand how you should test your application. You can use this kind of files to create also your UI test and specify also the steps that you need to ensure for your UI test. Something very important to keep in mind is that the UI automation is slow, and it has been created in order to emulate an actual user interaction. So every time you write a UI test, you might also wait for some elements before verifying or something it's on the screen. In order to write this UI test, there is a very fancy and maybe old style tool that is called REPL that you can use in order to write your test. It's this console-like environment that is like a viewport to your application and help you identify everything on your application. It's very useful when you're creating the UI tests, as it helps you to explore the user interface. And you have also an interactive way to create some queries. And let's see this in action. So let's go back to our Visual Studio application. Also, I already created my UI test project here. I have some tests. And in order to invoke this console, you can simply create a test that I called OpenRepo that will open this this console-like. So if I go back to my Text Explorer, now that I have uncommented this test, a new UI test has been found here. And when I run it, it will open this this application. In the meantime, I want to show you my very fake application. Okay, that now the test have closed it and will open it again. Okay, and also the report is now up and running. So, as it says here, your app has been initialized with the app variable. So everything I will do inside here will be just using the app. As you can see, you also have IntelliSense here. So if you want to, you can use it. And there is also a very nice command that is called tree. And if you launch it, you will see everything that is on the screen. So I have something here on the screen, something that Android is creating for us, and also something that I have added myself. Okay, I'm gonna stop the test here and go back to PowerPoint. Okay, so you might have seen something inside the repo, and there are the so-called automation ID. Are some IDs that help you identify a control on the screen. You can add them on OrgSalmon or from the code behind. They need to be unique and present on every element you want to interact with. So for example, if I have a label, I created an automation ID for my label, and now I will be ready to identify it easily on the screen. Also, while writing the UI test, it's important to not take everything for granted, and also trying to imagine every single action a user might perform on your interface. Everything that you will be testing are just simple queries that can be written inside REPL just to quickly identify them, and then you can move them inside your test. So very simple queries. So for example, I want to have my label, so I will query all the app to find an element which is marked my label, so an element which has an automated ID, my label, and if I have found any, this is a boolean, will be true. Other stuff can be performed, like for example sweeping. I can also tap on something, and something also that may happen that some of you might use a web view inside the your application. So it's nice to remember that also the web view can be UI tested. So if some of you are some web developers using CSS selectors or other kind of selectors, you can also find them from your UI tests. Okay, So let's try to write the UI test for this view here. So I will go back to my test. I want to ensure that also in my view, I have added into the login page the automation ID. So I have some grids, I have some label, I have the entry. So I have one entry with automation ID username box, the other entry with password box, and I also have the automation ID for the login button. And basically, in this test, I will want to verify the navigation so that from the login page, I will jump directly into the other page, which is the home page. So, also in the home page, I added an automation ID to an element that I have. I'm gonna show you here from Visor. So everything is fixed. If I click login, I will log in into this very funny application and I have this welcome box. So I will know that I actually log in into the application. So going back here, we're gonna write our test. So here, IntelliSense help us. I have this method. It's very usual to name your test something like should be able to or could be able to do some action. In this case, I will write a test that is called should be able to log in. Should be able to log in. I will be using the AAA pattern that we saw earlier. So I will arrange the application. So as we already said, everything is inside our app. Gonna show you also something here in the setup page, in the setup part of the test page. The app initializer will start the app on your platform. The platform are here. I will be using Android phone and the Windows machine. If you want to test also on the iOS, you need a Mac. So here I have my application. I want just to perform a tap on the first username box. Have all the common case here. So imagine that I will tap on the username box, entry box. I will enter some text. You can see IntelliSense is here helping me also here. To enter my username. The same I will be doing for the password box. Here my password. And I will add my password. Very, very secure here. And something that can be handy to do in between these two interactions is that I will dismiss my keyboard in order to be sure that the keyboard will be dismissed and will not hide any part of my screen. And I'll do the same after I enter. Okay, then I will act. So I will tap on the login button. This is my main interaction here. And I will wait for the element with automation ID welcome box. Welcome. After that, I want to assert that, for example, if I have here a query, app.query, on my page, find the element marked as welcome box. If there is any, then I will assert that is true, that I found this element here. Okay, so just a quick view here. I've done the common casing right. I have the test decoration here. So if I go back to my text explorer, I see that now I have two white tests here. This is my new test. I will run it. And in the meantime, I will open Visor. So what the test will do is that will kill the application if it's running. Okay, we'll open that again. Everything will be loading. Then we'll tap, enter the text, tap, enter the text, do the login. The assert is true. And now I have the other green test here. Another thing that it comes with this UI test project is the app initializer. So for the platform Android, I give him the apkappa file path. And also I created some helpers in order to wait for some interactions. You can also use some installed app that you have on your phone. Just give them the bundle name. So it's very useful also to test already installed application. Okay, so back to PowerPoint here. So we've seen a very basic UI test. You might also want to interact more with some elements inside the UI test. There are some API that help you do things like waiting for some elements that we saw, or scrolling. If you have something like a long page or a long list, you can scroll down, scroll up to a specified element. Also use every gesture like double tap or swiping, touch and hold. It depends very much on your application. And from inside your UI test, you can also do some screenshots. So for example, if some asserts are not okay for you, you want to see maybe something, so you do the app.screenshot and create a screenshot for that specific page. Before trying to write your UI test, can be handy for you to write them in a natural language and just before perform them manually on your application, and then you can write them. So once you have your unit test that you already have been written, and also you now have your UI test, it will be time to run them. So you can add your unit test to your DevOps pipeline, and you also have the pre-created task that you can use in order to run them after your application has been built. Also, DevOps give you some very nice reports that you can use that show you how much have been passed, the failed ones. And as regarding the UI test, you can run them on your App Center Test Cloud. And it's very simple. You just configure your run, in this case by creating Xamarin UI test. You upload your package. The app center will validate for them, will create all the devices. So for example, I wanted to test my application on 4 different Android devices, and App Center will run them on each device and generate the report result for me. You can also add the UI test to DevOps using App Center. So you have this task. You'll need some configuration tokens that you can get from App Center. So you can also run your UI test directly on your pipeline. And App Center Cloud Reports give you some reports also on the portal and locally, something like this command prompt here. And you can also add your unit test and UI test to your local continuous integration server. If you have a on-prem installation, you can create the task as for DevOps. And I think that that was something, just a little about testing your application. It's very important to, apart from writing your tests, to keep them alive as the application are changing a lot. Maybe you're doing some agile working, so remember to keep the tests alive. Maybe you can add them in your definition or done or something like that in order to also check if everything is up and running in order to have the best quality for your application. And that was me. If there are some questions.
So
do
I join to that call first?
My mic packs dead.
Do you want
Hold
me
on.
To just go to your station?
Yeah.
All right. So my mic packs dead. Ollie is going to ask you some questions.
I have the first question.
Good.
Scott wanted to confirm which UI testing library you were using for these tests.
So I am the UI testing. Or the unit testing, sorry.
So which library was it?
For the UI.
For UI,
I'm using the UI test project that you find inside Visual Studio. So it's the Xamarin UI test framework.
Okay, perfect. And the next question is, will it be easier to test code behind logic, especially when using dependency injection?
I think it also depends on your application, but it's related to unit tests from your code behind.
Okay, sounds good. Next question we have from Matthew Pierce. Is there a particular testing framework that is considered the best option for Xamarin projects?
I don't know if there is a best one. I think it depends on how some people are used to do the unit tests. I personally use NUnit because in previous projects I used NUnit, but you can just take a look on the everything you can find, there are XUnit, NUnit, and try to find the one that best suits you and which you think it's easy for you to learn.
Yeah, just give it a shot to a few and see which one works for you, right? All right,
yeah.
And the last question we have today is, could you point to a BDD framework usable to test Xamarin applications?